Angie for breakfast.
In Wellington National Park, obviously at the moment the mural is being prepared for the world's biggest mural on Wellington Dam face. There's workers been working on cleaning it and preparing this huge canvas. But something else that's happening is the growing trend of trails all around the southwest. I mean, you cannot poke a stick without landing on an amazing bike track. And there's a couple of really great businesses all working collaboratively in Collie at the moment. You know, Traverse, Crank and Cycles. You can just get out there, hire bikes. You've got the kiosk out there as well, which is just beautiful. Honestly, I had the best BLT of my life. But what's really exciting is all the development that's happening and some new trails. While I was in Wellington National Park the last time, I met a guy called Jordan from Common Ground Trails, and he gave me a bit of an insight into what's being built at the moment.
Yeah, so there's going to be a few more popping up in the not-too-distant future, without saying a whole lot. About 15 k's of new blue, black and green descending trail going in, so really exciting times. It's quite a unique spot in this area, and the landscape really is quite unique, so very environmentally sensitive area as well, so going to be using a lot of caution when we go through there and do things, but it's going to be quite exciting and something pretty world class for this area, so it'll be pretty good.
What do you have to consider when you're building a trail then? I have no idea how these happen.
So flora and fauna is a huge thing. Obviously this is a pretty sensitive area. It's very unique to Australia and to Western Australia in particular, so it's very untouched. Yeah, it's just beautiful in there, really. So there's a lot of things people probably don't know are even out there. There's a lot of very culturally sensitive areas, both European and also Native Australian areas in there that just hold a lot of very historical evidence and things like that. So without getting into too much, so we have to be very, very mindful of where we're planning these trails and what we're exposing people to in there, because there's also some pretty steep hills in there, so we've got to be pretty aware of fall risk and things like that, so but also giving people the feel and that exciting view that's in there is, yeah, I've just come back from about a 3 or 4 k walk out there, and it's pretty magic, so can't give away too much just yet, but there's some really cool things coming up, so.
Plenty of teasers in that little chat. Do you know when they'll be finished?
We're hoping to be around the December mark. We'd like to be out of here before Christmas, so that people can come in and have a look before that. But we're going into summer, so we'll see how we go.
Well, I've interrupted your lunch. Finish that up. Get back to work. We can't wait for these trails.
Sounds good. Cheers.
You should have told me to bugger off. Yeah. Angie for breakfast.